Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
We obviously were knee-deep in the legislative session. Governor Lamont is in India. He was down in D.C. Trying to navigate a whole bunch of things. Obviously, a presidential administration from the opposing party. We have an energy, I don't know if you call it an energy crisis here in Connecticut, but it's as expensive as any other. It is the most expensive continental United States when it comes to energy prices. I mean, I think it's only Hawaii, and they're an island on their own. And, you know, Aaron Stewart obviously is the mayor of New Britain, has exploring a run for governor. A lot of people think it's a done deal, but we'll see how the fundraising going. We'll get an update on that and a whole bunch of other stuff with Ms. Mayor here on Brian and Company. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Sorry, I'm getting breakfast on the table for the kids at the same time today. So we're multitasking.
What's on the docket? We got French toast, pancakes, eggs, cereal. What's happening?
You know, we got a little French toast going on. We got some kicks, some French toast sticks. The French toast sticks are a big hit here.
Yep.
I like. Of course, there's goldfish out everywhere already.
Yeah, my biggest weight problem was I'm not a food waster, so I was a finisher, and I finished everything. And I gained like 20 pounds after my first two kids. So that's
my husband's
stuff.
My husband's on a no carb diet right now. So food is a little odd in this household right now. And as an Italian, it's very hard to keep pasta out of the diet. So
I made chicken parm last night from scratch. First time I've ever done it. I breaded it, egg, flour, and panko, and I did the whole thing. I was very, very, very proud of myself for a nice Jewish
time
guy.
Time consuming, but I bet it was delicious.
It was good. Listen, first of all, in general, I want to get right to it. This whole drama with Pura, Marissa Gillette, and everything, you know, what's your take on it?
Man, that is one thing that I don't think any of us saw it coming because of how it was done and the backroom deals that were made. And it was basically just a done deal before they even got to the hearing, which is the most disappointing piece. You know, everybody's been crying about relief and their electricity rates. And then you get this one opportunity, a clear opportunity to make change there. And the governor creates another deal to actually bloat government more by creating a quasi-public agency and basically promising jobs to his political buddies in order to exchange for votes. And no one really knows about it until the morning of the hearing. And I think that's just incredibly disappointing, and it's disingenuous to the people who have been crying for energy relief for so long.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to Senator Fazio, that morning. He didn't even know. And the article had been out. But, you know, if you were governor, how would you be handling a situation like this?
Well, first off, you're not going to be creating more government. We should be looking at ways to save. Secondly, you shouldn't be giving jobs or political pandering jobs to senators who were pissed off that they didn't get a job before the election. That's first and foremost. Secondly, if you're going to start by talking about doing anything to change energy rates or electricity rates, why are we not looking at the obvious thing in the room and reassessing the public benefits charge on our bills that are costing us so much money? I'm not understanding why that's the one thing that the people are clearly calling for, and we're not even taking a look at it. We're how many months into session now, and it hasn't even been a part of the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I think that particular part of the bill, although it's not like 50%, it's still a percentage that would account for a lot of the increase relative to our cohort states. But what about energy in general, whether it's natural gas? I mean, this, you know, Mike Cerulli in the tip sheet today talks a lot about Lamont's talking about nuclear, nat gas, and all this other stuff. I mean, how on a bigger picture, how do we kind of fix this problem? Mm.
Well, you got to look at, you know, what does access mean to different types of energy in Connecticut? I read that tip sheet article this morning as the kids were up at 5:15. And I was actually, you know, for the first time, you know, we're hearing Lamont agree that we need to look at expanding access to nuclear and expanding access to gas pipelines. This is the first time I think we've ever heard anything come out of his mouth like that. So maybe we're getting through a little bit, but it's still, those have to be the things that we're looking at if we're going to make a difference for energy costs here.
Yeah, we're talking with Aaron Stewart, mayor of New Britain, potential candidate for governor. let me digress before I get back to some issues that I think that, you know, with Lamont that are somewhat controversial. How is the fundraising going? Can you give us an update?
Yeah, sure. So it's been going well. You know, it's hard. You've got to raise about $300,000 from almost 2,000 individual donors. So it's definitely a slog. We've just passed the $50,000 mark. So being, you know, less than a month in and getting past that point, I think is really good for us. I've got 7 fundraisers coming up through the month of March. So March is going to be a really busy month. And, you know, it's just something you keep pushing away at. You keep plugging away. It's tough. They don't make it easy, that's for sure.
If people want info on those 7 events, where do they get it?
Oh, yeah. So it's on my website, aaron4ct.com. It's all up there. If you click on upcoming events, you'll see where each fundraiser is scheduled at.
And we take no sides. We're just, you know, if someone's in the game, we want to talk to people who are in the game. And we talk to all candidates and the governor as well. You know, we're talking with Aaron Stewart, mayor of New Britain here. You know, the Connecticut State College and University System, Terrence Chang, has been an issue. And I'm curious why you think that the governor is standing by him. Do you think he should step down? What is your stand?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Pants on that.
Sure. So I think that the governor has the ability at any moment to step in and move Terrence Chang along. And tell him that it's time to go. I've been very vocal about the fact that I think that he needs to resign. I think, you know, when it came out about his spending habits, you know, the governor kind of brushed it off as being, and he literally said this, quote, chump change. Well, for some people, you know, that's not chump change. And when you've got kids that are struggling to pay for college at CCSU and Southern and Eastern and Western, that's not chump change. You know, it starts at the top. You've had a structural issue with our university system since they made the merger. This goes back years. This goes back to Malloy timeframes. But nobody has been able to harness it to do what it should be, what should be happening there as a combined university system, including our community colleges. It's been very frustrating. I think that the governor has the ability to make change at the top. He's chosen to ignore it, and he's chosen to punt it off onto the Board of Regents. And I believe that they will be making some decisions in that area very soon.
Obviously, it takes a lot of time to even initiate the effort to run for governor. You're a mom and a working mom. You're also the mayor of New Britain. Anything happening going on in New Britain people should know about?
Yeah, we've got a ton of stuff happening, of course. You know, most towns right now, they're getting ready and looking over their assessments and starting their budgets for the next fiscal year. So we're starting all of our Board of Finance and Taxation hearings. It's not looking so hot. It's not looking very promising, but I did tell everybody that I was not interested in raising taxes, local property taxes this year. So we're starting that process. You know, things are moving too, with a ton of development that's still working through the winter months. We just opened our first Starbucks on Hartford Road.
Oh no. New Britain's gone excited to Starbucks. No.
You have all these. Well, for us, and here's why it's important. You've got Starbucks in every surrounding town except for us. And so it's nice to see our first one. We opened that last week. And that's part of a larger development that's happening up on, up almost by the West Hartford town line. So
is that the one by the Costco and the Target?
It is. It's right across the street. Yeah. It's the only drive-through one in the area, yes.
I was hoping it was a Chipotle, because it looked like it might have been a Chipotle, but it's a Starbucks. Yeah, and it's open already. I didn't even know that it's already open. That's crazy how quickly.
There's going to be a bird code that opens up next door, too.
Oh, wow.
Chicken place. Yeah.
Hey, listen, have a great week. Thank the kids. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Brian. Take care. All bye. Right.
Mayor Aaron Stewart joining us here.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.